T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Marty Griffin. All right. So, I call him as I see him. I like Kim Ward a lot. I like Jay Costa a lot for similar reasons. They're leaders. I got this release from Jay Costa. Was it yesterday? There has been no evidence of fraud, and there's no reason for this additional review. The Republicans are reviewing the election results in Harrisburg. It's reprehensible for Republicans to parrot allegations from the outgoing president without any evidence, casting aspersions on our state and county officials who conducted themselves with the utmost integrity. Spot on. There was a thorough review of the primary election by the Department of State, and the broad bipartisan election law advisory board was created earlier this year to review the general election and updates to election law. We do not need additional review. Spot on. Especially one as partisan as what is suggested now by the Republicans in the House and Senate. Furthermore, this is where I fall in line. 15 Republicans were elected to the Pennsylvania Senate in last week's election. And yet they are now in Harrisburg casting doubt on the results. Spot on. So true. If the Republicans truly believe there was fraud in our elections, I would hope that the Republican members elected last week would recuse themselves from any investigation, given that they are not confident in their wins. It is the peak of hypocrisy to condemn the results at the top of the ballot while claiming victory in Senate races. They simply cannot have it both ways. It's illogical and anti-democratic. This is a Republican effort to undermine public faith in our elections without cause. Jay Costa, nailing it, my friend. You're very emotional about this, sir. Why?
Thank you, Marty. Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, this is our democracy in place. And when folks try to take steps, unwarranted steps, to try to undermine people's faith in what our democracy is all about, and particularly the voting part of it, of course, you know, it's frustrating and it's harmful, and it just doesn't help us bring folks together. We had a contentious election in Pennsylvania and across this country. And it's time for us to come together and move forward. There are mechanisms to address what has occurred through this election process. We did it in the primary. Secretary of State put together a commission that looked at this and made recommendations. By the way, recommendations that were not followed by Senate Republicans or House Republicans, which they now are claiming are the basis of their allegations that there were nefarious things going on in this election. And that's the frustrating part. And there's nothing to support these allegations, and that's how we feel.
Senate Democratic Leader Jay Costa. Hey, Jay, I'll tell you where you hit the home run with me, brother. These folks, they got more folks in office there than they ever imagined. Jay, they won 2 row offices, yet they're trying to suggest there's some sort of hoax here. It's the ultimate hypocrisy, is it not, sir?
It is, in my view, Marty. And then you look at what occurred in the state house. They picked up 3 additional seats.
Right.
Potentially picking up 1 seat in Pennsylvania. We hope we break even, but that'll be decided probably at some point in the course of the next week or so. But you're right, and that's the frustrating part. You just can't have it both ways. So we're deeply disappointed in the rhetoric that came out of both the House and Senate, and there'll be an opportunity to review some of these things as we go forward. We just don't need it to be done by a majority-led House state government, state Senate government committee that favors Republicans to Democrats, more like almost like 2-1. That's what's inappropriate. Let's have a fair bipartisan review of what's taking place, which exactly what the Election Law Advisory Board does. We've created that to be able to address these type of things. That's more appropriate through the state government commission along those lines for that commission to take those steps.
Joining us live on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Jay Costa. Senator, what about, I'm going to play devil's advocate and take their side. Here's what they're saying. Hey, Jay, forget about it. Here's what we're trying to do. We're getting thousands of complaints of fraud. All we want to do is clear the air so the folks who respect and admire Republicans in the state respect and admire the process. What do you say, sir?
Well, I'd say if there's these volume of calls that are coming in, they need to review them and take a look at them. But it's not something, it's not a function of a state government committee or a function of the other individuals to say we're going to go investigate these. There's authorities, you know, election laws, there's counties that are responsible for reviewing and looking at those things. It's not, and but it's also not appropriate to go undermine the process. These folks conducted themselves with wonderful integrity through this process.
I agree.
And it dates back before, you know, weeks leading up to the election and certainly the 2 weeks afterwards. That's the frustrating part. Undermining the truthfulness of what occurred through this process is just what's wrong. But let's look at those concerns. Let's look at those allegations that are there. That's exactly what's taking place, by the way, Marty, right now in both of Westmoreland and Allegheny County right now, Wither County, vote by vote by vote, weeding out those votes that should not be counted. And that's exactly what's taking place now. And we'll be able to do through that election board process and the Court of Common Pleas process if necessary.
Kim Ward just said she hasn't seen any fraud. Have you, sir? Any?
No, we have not seen any. And I agree with Senator Ward. You know, it's important that she say that, and I'm glad to hear that. And I look forward to working with her as the Republican leader in the Senate. I think, particularly as it relates to Western PA, we've always had a very good working relationship, and I look forward to that to continue. But she's right. There is no fraud in our view.
Big fan. Jay, I can't be more grateful. You always answer the call, sir, and that's a great trait. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.